Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time to talk hockey with the guys in the know. It's the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome into the Panthers Insider Show. My name is Chris Whittingham, joined by Doug Plagans, who's actually in the studio this week.
In the studio today.
Fantastic. Not from a hotel room in Calgary or from varying places on the road with us here in the studio today. We have a lot to get to, including a look back on the week that was. Now, that week took place on Saturday and Monday. We have not had a game in a week. This is the Panthers' bye week, now entering the All-Star break. Panthers enjoying a nice 10-11-day vacation here in the middle of the season to get recharged and get ready for a second-half run. And it starts with 11 out of 12 at home.
And it's just a good little, I guess, gap in the schedule here for the Panthers,
yeah.
Who, you know, looking back. And again, good morning, everybody. Glad to have you aboard here. But lots to cover here in the hour. The Panthers, of course, in the midst of a little bit of a break in the schedule. And for the Panthers, we can't forget just what a road-heavy schedule this team had to start the year. 30 of the first 40 days on the road. You, of course, had the trip to Finland. This team has won three straight games. Vincent Trocheck back in the lineup, so lots to talk about there, of course. But again, coming off three great wins against three really good hockey teams, and now a chance to really catch your breath, gear up for what's going to be really a sprint through the rest of the regular season here as the Panthers look to make a push here. And you mentioned 11 of 12 games coming up on home ice, so a lot of chances to see your Panthers at the BB&T Center, and that starts up again on Friday at 7 o'clock when the Nashville Predators come to town, then Saturday at 7 when the Vegas Golden Knights come in. A lot of home games, but the big thing is just a lot of games coming up. So this little break certainly is one that can be advantageous for the Panthers, and nice to be able to have the All-Star break and the bye week kind of line up like this to give you a chance to really get your feet under you a little bit. Of course, Keith Yandel is representing the Panthers and doing a great job of it at the All-Star festivities out in San Jose. He was involved in the skills competition last night. We'll have some post-skills competition sound coming up from him here in just a little bit, among some other sound from Keith Yandel out there in San Jose. The All-Star games, you know, the 3-on-3 format tonight. The Atlantic Division will start things off against the Metropolitan Division at 9:15. Of course, the Central and the Pacific will play at 8:15 Eastern. Before that, those are on NBC, and it's kind of the tournament format, so be sure to check that out tonight. Watch it and cheer on Keith Yandel. But we have a lot to cover as we look through those last three wins leading up to the break, talking All-Star stuff, talking about all the hockey coming up, and the Panthers, of course, getting a little breather here in the schedule before what's going to be a big push and really just a sprint coming out of this break starting up on Friday night.
So as you mentioned, we'll hear the highlights from the games that the Panthers won recently against Nashville and against San Jose. We'll hear from the Panthers head coach Bob Bugner and Keith Yandel representing the Panthers at the All-Star game. We'll talk to Billy Lindsay. We actually have a fun thing to talk about him about, and that is the Fox Sports Florida is airing all four victories in the Eastern Conference Finals that the Panthers had in 1996.
Those will be coming up this week, and it'll culminate with the Game 7 win that's going to be, I believe, after the Panthers-Predators game on Friday night on Fox Sports Florida. So we'll get Billy's thoughts on that. Certainly will be a cool thing to relive. I know, Chris, you and I both said before we went on the air here that we're going to DVR all four wins. It's going to be fun to go back and watch.
Right, because, I mean, that's something that's a little bit beyond my time following the Panthers. And so I really don't have a great deal of concept. I mean, people describe what it was like in this town when the Panthers went on that run. It was kind of a shock to everyone how behind the team everyone got, and I can't wait to see what that looked like on video. So I'll definitely be DVRing that. We'll talk to Billy Lindsay about that. We'll also talk to Jameson Olive of FloridaPanthers.com about the All-Star weekend. He's actually going to AHL All-Star weekend and what's going on in the minor leagues for the Panthers. The Panthers have actually matriculated through some of their minor leaguers through to the senior roster this year. So we'll get Jamison Olive's thoughts on that. But let's go ahead and take a look at the week in review for the Florida Panthers. And that consists of a pair of victories. This run got started with last Friday night in a home game against Toronto. And then you carry it into a Saturday night contest against the Nashville Predators. You're playing three games against teams second place in their division, and Nashville was one of them. It was going to be a difficult task to go into Bridgestone Arena, one of the most atmospheric arenas in the NHL, and get the victory. But the Panthers got off to a great start on the power play.
Trocheck over on the right side, half boards to play at 4 minutes into the action. Trocheck to the line, Ekblad back to Trocheck, top of the right circle. Ekblad, a one-time drive, he scores! A power play goal! And the Panthers are on the board first.
And continued impact, Doug, of Vincent Trocheck's return.
Vincent Trocheck making a huge splash in his return. That goal right there from Aaron Ekblad, of course, was his 62nd in his career. That gave him the sole possession of the top spot as far as goal scoring among defensemen is concerned in Panthers franchise history. Put him one past Robert Svala, and Aaron Ekblad continues his big offensive season in the goal scoring column. But again, you heard it right there, set up by Vincent Trocheck, who continues to just make a huge impact in every situation for the Panthers. That was his second game back after he returned, as you mentioned, in that victory over Toronto the night before.
Panthers getting some goal scoring from defensemen lately. That was Ekblad's ninth of the year. Trocheck and Henrik Borgstrom, we mentioned some young guys for the Panthers getting some opportunities. Borgstrom getting the assist there. And then in that first period, the Panthers would double their lead.
And Ellis kept it in front of him. Barkov able to gather it in, though. Dadanov, cross ice. It's Ekblad, top of the right circle. But Toronto in front of shot. He scores! And the Panthers have a 2-0 lead. What a rip top corner there from Frank Vetrano. And the Panthers building on a great start here in Nashville.
Frank Vetrano, fourth on the team in goals. We will not be done hearing from him in terms of goal scoring in these two games. That was his 15th of the year. Aaron Ekblad and Evgeny Dadanov in on the assist. So a power play goal and an assist for Aaron Ekblad in the first period against Nashville. And then in the second, we mentioned Trocheck. He would get a goal.
Predators backed up to their own blue line. Here on the near side, it's Ekholm. His pass through center takes a wild bounce. Trocheck on a breakaway. Trocheck heads in, makes a move. Backhand, he scores! Vincent Trocheck has given the Panthers a 3-0 lead.
Comfortably sailing in this one, 3-0 up in the second period. At that point, Colton Sevier with the assist for Vincent Trocheck's fourth of the year. Again, returning from a more than 20-game absence. It lasted almost exactly 2 months, Vincent Trocheck out due to injury, but now giving the Panthers a 3-0 lead at that point, but it would get a little tight in the third. Nick Bonino would make it 3-1 for Nashville, then Austin Watson would make it 3-2 for Nashville. It was a tight game going down the stretch in the third period, but Jared McCann would make sure for the Panthers.
Playing it back down behind the Predators' net. Yossi pressured by Hauerluck, who takes control. Hauerluck into the near corner. Sevier near circle. Backdoor pass. They score! Jared McCann got a stick on it. The Panthers have a two-goal lead once again.
And it would be 4-2, and that is how the game would finish, Doug, an impressive away win against the Predators.
That's about as big a road win as a road win can get the National Hockey League. You win the night before against a very good Toronto team, have to travel in between. Nashville sitting there waiting for you because they didn't play on Friday night, so they're the slightly more rested team. And the Panthers went in there, and in that situation, the biggest thing is to get an early lead, and that's what the Panthers did. They were able to keep that early lead throughout. Nashville, of course, in the third period, They fought back a little bit. And in a building like that, against an opponent like that, you expect it, at some point they're going to get a couple of scoring chances and they're going to fight back. You knew there was going to be a pushback from the Nashville Predators. There was, but the Panthers got that insurance goal from Jared McCann to regain the multi-goal lead. And they were able to get the 4-2 win, sweep a tough back-to-back Friday, Saturday with travel in between. Couple of names that we mentioned throughout there. Frank Vetrano, of course, continues to have a big offensive season for the Panthers. And this is a guy who has had a nose for the net at every level he's played at, and getting a great opportunity here with the Panthers, and of course playing on that line with Barkov and Dadanov the last few games, and that's really paying off. Vincent Trocheck, I know we were really excited to see him just get back into the lineup, see him out there making plays, see him doing it in every situation, but to see him put a puck in the back of the net was something that I know we missed, and that's something that we can all look forward to more of here as we go through. And Vincent Trocheck's just made a great splash for the Panthers, and really bolstered this attack, getting back in the lineup. Great to see him doing what he's doing, but we can't say it enough. Just a big win there, going on the road into that environment and getting that win the way the Panthers did, considering they had the short rest compared to Nashville.
And even though they had beaten the Maple Leafs the night before, you're 3-0 up, you're feeling comfortable. Once that game gets 3-2, there might be a little bit of a creeping thought of, okay, we've got to bear down, and because we just came off a 7-game losing streak, we've got to get it together and make sure that we don't kind of fall back into this. And to get that fourth goal was absolutely huge for the Panthers, and they go on to beat the Nashville Predators. So that was the second place team in the Central Division. 2 days later, Panthers back on home ice would host the second place team in the Pacific Division, the San Jose Sharks. And once again, it'd be Aaron Ekblad getting them off to a great start.
So Ekblad, a backhand around the end boards to the Panthers all-star Keith Yandle. He'll take a long look ahead off the far wall. A pass goes into the Shark zone, sent ahead by Braun, intercepted by Vetrano. In come the Panthers. Barkov in front of the shot. They score! Aaron Ekblad, top shelf, and the Panthers have a 1-0 lead.
A 10th of the year and 2-2 for Aaron Ekblad. It was well taken by the Panthers defenseman, assisted by Alexander Barkov and Frank Vetrano. And after a period of play that was a bit slow to develop, it was a bit of a cagey defensive affair, but the Panthers have that 1-0 lead after a period of play. Then in the second, Logan Couture of the San Jose Sharks would make it 1-1, his 18th of the year, but the Panthers would get that lead back.
Get past the Sharks' pressure there, and out they come. In they come quickly. Matheson, a shot, he scores! Mike Matheson, a one-timer. He was set about front by Dadanov, and the Panthers regain the lead.
And it would be a defenseman once again lighting the lamp for the Florida Panthers. Mike Matheson's fourth on the year. Dadanov and Frank Vetrano getting in on the assist. It would be 2-1 to the Panthers. But again, San Jose would have the response. Timo Meier, his 19th of the year. This is a bit of a controversial one. Walk the audience through how that one played out.
Well, it was a situation where there was kind of a loose puck at the side of the net. Looked like Roberto Luongo could have had that one covered. There was some jamming away at it. The puck went in the net. It was looked at. And, of course, ended up counting.
Looked at twice.
But it was actually looked at twice. And they ruled that it was a goal. And then, of course, the Panthers challenged it. Mm-hmm. But it tied the game for a while. But in the end, the Panthers were able to pull away. And that one ended up not having much harm as things went on.
Right. It would have been much more controversial had the Panthers not absolutely exploded in the third period. And once again, a defenseman would give the Panthers the lead.
Here's Yandle at the left point, down here on the near side. Huberdeau out to the line, Yandle, and he'll take a long wrist shot. It's in the net. They score a power play goal. The Panthers take a 3-2 lead.
And it would be three consecutive goals by Florida Panthers defensemen. This time it's the all-star, Keith Yandle, with his 7th of the year from Huberdeau and Barkov. But this is as part of a double minor penalty. That was the first on the power play. Then it went down to another power play for the Panthers. And not 9 seconds later, Florida would score again.
Here's a turnover. Frank Vetrano in front of a shot, and they score! Vincent Trocheck, a power play goal! The Panthers have taken a 4-2 lead!
And it would just be a runaway train from that point. Florida Panthers absolutely flying in the third period. Frank Vetrano would light the lamp once again.
A little tie-up back in behind the goal. This one handled by Barkov. He's going to send one straight ahead. Dadanov off and into the offensive end. He's got a man with him. Vetrano in front makes a move. Backhand, he scores! Frank Vetrano top shelf with the backhand! And the Panthers take a 5-2 lead. That's three in the third for the Panthers.
And it just looked all too easy as well on that backhand opportunity for Vetrano. You see the confidence oozing through the player. Three assists on the night, and then gets the goal to make it 5-2. And then Nick Bjugstad would make it 6.
From here, now Hauerluck in front of shot, they score! Nick Bjugstad from right out in front. And the Panthers take a 6-2 lead with 37.7 seconds to go here in the third.
And there was a bit of afters as well. A few fights in that game. One that eventually led to the ejection of Evander Kane. And that was just about that. Panthers winning 6-2. Another impressive victory. And the Panthers go into their break in winning form.
And a lot to be happy about, certainly, with that game. A 6-2 win over one of the top teams in the Western Conference. Aaron Ekblad continues to factor into the offense. And going back to that first goal that he scored in that one, Alexander Barkov, first of all, saw him out in front of the net. And if you give Alexander Barkov an opening with the vision he's got out there, he's going to find you. He found Aaron Ekblad, who's got such a good knack in the offensive end for giving the forwards a passing lane. He did that time, and he didn't miss. So the Panthers got that early lead. They were able to set the tone early on, and that was a big reason they were able to get the win. They were the aggressors in that game. They didn't panic when the game was tied up. Of course, they still, even when San Jose got the game tied up, the Panthers still felt like the team in control in that game. And you saw the Panthers really take advantage of the fact that San Jose was playing without two of their top defensemen in Erik Karlsson and Marc-Edouard Vlasic. And again, the Panthers just looked like the faster team throughout. Big goals from the defense. Always good to have a few goals from the defense to chip in there. And the power play was a big reason the Panthers took charge in that
sure.
one. They made San Jose pay for that double minor high sticking penalty that Evander Kane took. They mm-hmm. cashed in with 2:09, and that was really what took the wind out of San Jose's sails in that mm-hmm. game. So you go up and down the lineup. That was just a good full team effort, and the Panthers were the aggressors, and they were very opportunistic when it came time to cash in on that power play, and that was really where they really took charge for good in that particular game. So following that one, here is Panthers head coach Bob Bugner. This was immediately following the win over San Jose, talking about that win and talking about going into this little extended break the Panthers have.
We're fortunate that, obviously, it was a weird game. I think both teams, there wasn't much going on early, and I thought they were a heavier team in the second period than us, and I thought that we didn't win enough puck battles and puck races, and that's what they do. They can grind you down, and, fortunate that they had a couple of D missing as well. But I loved how we just stayed with the game plan, and we talked between the second and the third and just talked about, listen, we got 20 minutes of work left, 8 or 9 shifts each. We got a much-deserved break and get some rest, and let's finish this off on a good note and feel good about ourselves and go into the break feeling good. Throughout parts of the first half of the season, we've had trouble protecting leads and having composure, and I thought that tonight was a good example of, when we play to our identity and we're healthy, that we can bang heads with these teams, the Torontos, the Nashvilles, the San Jose's of the world. This is, you look back, you feel bad that, you didn't get to at least a 500 trip out west. We'd be in a great spot right now. But coming up with these three games against tough teams, where I'm pretty proud of these guys. They worked their butts off to have some success on the way in. Part of me wishes the break wasn't upon us, but I think we do need the rest. And I think that, just talk to them about, what we've done the last, four days here, and have some rest, enjoy it, relax, recharge. But when we get back, obviously, we got a lot of hockey left, and if we compete and we play to our identity like we have in the last few games, we're going to make things interesting down the stretch.
Panthers head coach Bob Bugner right there, and you knew there'd be the competitive side a little bit maybe that would say after three straight wins, you don't want to go on to a break
playing,
and you
yeah.
want to just keep going. But at the same time, I think everybody knows that that this break is something that could be a big advantage for the Panthers moving
15
forward.
games in the month of February.
Yeah, that's 15 games in a short period of time, so the Panthers will certainly be able to use this little break here. And now here's Vincent Trocheck on the feeling of the team after that third straight win over San Jose. And just looking ahead here, how everything's feeling.
We're having fun. It's fun to win some hockey games. It's been tough for us this year in that department. And, to go into a break like this with a little bit of momentum, having some fun, it's going to make a big difference for the second half. I haven't played in 27 games, so I wish we could keep playing. I'm sure a lot of these guys, especially Barkey and Jans and Ack, could use a little bit of a break. So it'll be good to get a break and come back fresh. I think we'll continue the momentum afterwards. Honestly, I think the biggest thing for us is just keeping that confidence. Winning 3 games in a row against 3 really good hockey teams, it makes a big difference for our confidence, and that's been kind of our biggest issue all year is we get a little bit too low in our lows and we get a little bit too high in our highs. So take these 3 games, kind of review them a little bit over the break, think about how we played, think about the kind of fun we were having, come back after break and try to do the same thing.
Vincent Trocheck of the Panthers right there. And the Panthers, of course, getting on a little bit of a roll there before the break and being able to maintain that when they come out of the break. That's going to be the goal here for the Panthers. And for the Panthers, a lot of the same guys that were involved in that second half push last year still there. They know what it takes to get on that roll. And you mentioned we've talked about how much hockey this team's going to play in a short period of time. Well, remember that second half run last year? It felt like during that stretch the Panthers were playing every single day. So this is really what kind of brings mm-hmm. the best out of the Panthers when you're playing a ton of hockey in a short period of time. So that was Vincent Trocheck, 3 games back in the lineup. He's made a huge impact, no doubt about that, playing every situation, getting on the score sheet quite a bit. And now shifting gears out to San Jose, have some sound from Keith Yandle as he is representing the Panthers out at the NHL's All-Star Festivities. Here is Keith Yandle first. This was from All-Star Media Day back on Thursday, talking about the return of the man we just heard from, Vincent Trocheck.
Obviously, what he does on the ice is huge for us, but I think what other people don't see is what he brings to our group in the locker room. He's an emotional guy. He brings that every single night. He comes to work every day in practice, and you know, I think just having him, you know, back in the locker room, and obviously we know what he does on the ice, but when he's in the locker room and you know, he brings that certain aspect to our team, which is you know, it's obviously shown. You know, that's the plan. I think getting him back and, you know, getting him a few games before the break was huge too. And he you know, he's obviously been that, you know, guy to help us win the three that we have in a row against really good teams too. So I think going forward, we gotta play desperate, and you know, I think that's the way we played the last couple games.
Keith Yandle, the Panthers, right there. That's from NHL All-Star Media Day a couple of days ago. And another soundbite from Media Day. Here's Keith Yandle just talking about what it means to be an All-Star and represent the Panthers.
To represent your team, and you know, I think this year too, with the we get our, you know, team crest on the jersey. That doesn't happen. I think it's actually the first time it's happened. So I think it's you know, a huge thing to be here and to represent the Florida Panthers.
Keith Yandle right there. And one last note from Keith Yandle. Following last night's NHL All-Star Skills Competition, here's Keith Yandle talking about that event.
It was a lot of fun. It was you know, nerve-wracking at the time. I think before you go, you're waiting in anticipation, and you know, seeing guys do you know, what they do. It was a lot of fun to be a part of. A little nerve-wracking before my thing. But, you know, all in all, it was a great experience, a lot of fun to be a part of. I get spoiled by passing to guys like Barkey and Troach and those guys. You just kind of have to put it near them and they catch it instead of a, you know, standstill target. I think passing to Barkey and those guys and all the guys in Florida is a lot easier than trying to, you know, put it into a little net. Yeah, definitely looking forward to the game. You know, it's kind of what we do, what we enjoy doing. And, you know, the skills is obviously a lot of fun for the fans and everything. But I think the game, once the game comes, that's when you have the most fun. Yeah, I caught a glimpse of them, you know, out there in the box, and it was you know, a lot of fun to see them, you know, especially with, you know, the kids and my wife and my brother and my sister and my parents, father-in-law, mother-in-law. It was just a lot of fun for them to, you know, take their time out of their busy schedules and travel across, you know, America, come out to support me. It was, you know, it was a blast.
So Keith Yandle having a great time out there at the NHL's All-Star festivities, and he was in the premier passer competition at last night's skills competition. So he'll be playing in the 3-on-3 games tonight, of course. The Atlantic Division will play the Metro Division at 9:15. That's going to be on NBC. The Western Conference divisions will go head-to-head before that at 8:15, so you can follow along with all that. You can cheer on Keith Yandle. He's got a lot of support out there in San Jose, and as you heard right there, having a great time out there on the West Coast representing the Panthers in the upcoming NHL, or in the I guess in the upcoming NHL All-Star game, or the ongoing NHL All-Star festivities for the weekend. So the Panthers, of course, looking back on a big week in the midst of a break now, have a few more days off. The Panthers back on the ice to resume regular season action beginning on Friday night. That's going to be Friday, hard to believe, already February 1st on Friday night, when the Panthers host the Nashville Predators. That's going to be a 7 o'clock face-off. And then the next night, the Panthers will host the Vegas Golden Knights, 7 o'clock on Saturday. 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com. You don't want to miss any of it. We hope to see you out early and often at the BB&T Center throughout the month of February, as this Panthers team is on a nice little roll going into the break. They're going to be rested up when things get going again on Friday, and I can imagine they're going to be chomping at the bit to get back out there on the ice and continue with what they had going there before the break. You can join the Panthers for Pride Night. That's coming up on Friday night when the Cats take on Nashville at 7. LGBTQ activist as well as YouTube and television personality Jazz Jennings will be at BB&T Center. And in addition, first 10,000 fans will receive an exclusive Panthers Pride Night t-shirt. That's coming up Friday night. Go to Ticketmaster.com to buy your tickets. Or as I said, 954-835-PUCK, the number to call. FloridaPanthers.com as always for all your Panthers ticket information. Be sure to check that out. Again, the Panthers, lots of home games coming up in February. We hope to see you out there, and they're home the first 2 days of the month. Friday against Nashville at 7, Saturday against Vegas at 7. So we hope to see you out there at the BB&T Center coming up this weekend. I should say next weekend, since it's the current weekend right now. So, folks, we are going to step aside. We got more coming your way next.
Yeah, we got Billy Lindsay joining the show. We'll take a trip down memory lane, talk some 96 Eastern Finals and all things going on with the Florida Panthers right now. This is a Panthers Insider Show across the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Radio.com. Radio. Radio.com. Welcome back to the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Chris Winning, I'm Doug Plagans here in the network studios as we run through the week that was and take a look at the week that will be for the Florida Panthers. Again, as we mentioned, currently on their bye week slash all-star break, which has them off for about 10 or 11 days back in action. Next Friday night at the BB&T Center, taking on the Nashville Predators, whom they beat last Saturday night. So a couple of games here in a short period of time against Nashville and then Saturday against Vegas. Lots to get to. With Billy Lindsay in just a moment.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Panthers and the Predators hadn't played this season, and it won't feel like it because there will be this layoff in the schedule in between, but the Panthers and Predators will have played the Predators twice in a three-game span, and that'll be the whole season series for the regular season. Want to get a special Panthers Insider Show hello to our friend Steve Goldstein. He's tuned in this morning
Fantastic.
In his car. Want to say hi to Goldie, tuned in this morning. Of course, you can always see him on Fox Sports Florida, but folks want to mention the Panthers Learn to Play programs. These are great programs. Learn to Play hockey with the Florida Panthers. First-time hockey players ages 5 to 9 have the opportunity to learn to play hockey for just $175. All participants receive a free full set of ice hockey gear with their 6 weeks of on-ice training. Go to floridapanthers.com/learn to play for more info and how to sign up. And it's a good little tie-in to bring in my friend and yours, our broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network. The Blonde Bomber, Billy Lindsay, is here with us. And Billy, we mentioned those Learn to Play programs. We're going to get into the Panthers here in a moment, but I know you are very active with the Learn to Play programs, and it seems like they've always been a great success, and I've heard a ton of great reviews, and you guys do a ton of good work. Just talk about the work that you guys do with the Learn to Play programs.
Yeah, it's an amazing experience. You get the kids 5 to 9 years old. We're going to be down in Kendall this afternoon from 1 to 2, and then at the Ice Den tomorrow at 10:15 to 11:15. So it's good. It's a chance to get kids involved in hockey. They get the equipment for the price and everything that you get, the 6 weeks of on-ice session with all kinds of great instruction. So it's rewarding not only for the kids but for myself, and it's a great way to get the kids involved in hockey, interested in hockey, especially in markets like ours. But this happens all around the league. It's a really good thing that every team is doing and participating in. And if you want to get involved in hockey and you want to get your kid introduced in hockey, there is no better way than these learn to play programs. And we do it up and down South Florida, all the way from Kendall, all the way up to West Palm Beach. We hit every rink at some time. So if you want to get your kid out and learn to play, that's the way to do it.
Kendall, I mean, it's brilliant how far, and across South Florida this program reaches. All right, Billy, we want to talk about the Panthers, though, because while it's just a run of three victories, and that can happen at any point in the season, wins against Toronto, Nashville, and San Jose last time out for the Florida Panthers, two obviously top opponents. That's obviously impressive in and of itself, but would you classify them season-saving victories for the Panthers?
Yeah, with a must. If you even lose one of those games, it's going to be hard to get back. It's still going to be difficult, but to get those three wins against three quality teams speaks volumes of what this team is able to do when they're healthy, get everyone back. Obviously, getting Vincent Trocheck back has been a big deal. He provides that energy and that spark, and you're able to balance out your lines up front. I think Bob Bugner has a lot more flexibility with what he's able to do with that lineup. So you got some depth. And this is what this team was envisioned to look like at the start of the season. We'll see what happens here after the All-Star break. But those three wins were three quality wins and should give this team a ton of confidence. And you're right, Chris, they had to have those wins to really scrape and stay alive in that playoff race.
And Billy, you mentioned Vincent Trocheck, and we've talked so much about Vincent Trocheck these last three games. And obviously hockey's the sport maybe more than any other sport that takes everybody in uniform on any given night to be able to get the result that you want. But just in terms of looking at, I guess, quantifying just how much the return of Vincent Trocheck means to this team. I mean, can you even put it into words just how important it is to get him back, have him play in the minutes he's playing and contributing in all situations like he does?
It's invaluable because he provides that energy and that spark, and he really, even when he's not playing well, he'll go out there and throw the body check, does a little bit of everything, blocks some shots, and really gives that enthusiasm to the whole team. And what's happened with him in the lineup, now you've got Barkov was up 24-25 minutes, and Barkov's one of the best players, two-way players in the game. But that's too many minutes for anyone to handle over the course of a season and to be successful. You need to balance out your ice time. With Trocheck back, you're seeing Barkov getting down around that 20, 21-minute mark. Same thing with Trocheck. He's been around 18, 20 minutes. So when you get those guys down, they're much more effective, in my opinion, when you can get those guys down around that 20-minute mark. If you look at the top teams around the league, the Tampa Bays, the Torontos, even the Nashvilles, their top guys, their top forwards are playing 18, 19 minutes. And what the Panthers have now is four balanced lines. Borgstrom comes up, a third-line centerman. He'll get those third-line matchups, which should be much more favorable than being in a second-line role. And then you got a fourth line with McCann, Hauerluck, and Sevier that can go out there and get you 10 minutes. When you can get that kind of balance and out throughout your lineup, so you get that enthusiasm for Trocheck, but what it also enables you to have is that steady energy throughout the game. You're seeing more energy in the third period that wasn't there, more bounce and more pep, and you're able to get after teams. And we saw it against the third period against San Jose, where they came out like gangbusters, and that's something they weren't able to do in the past. So Trocheck speaks volumes, but also it just speaks now that this team is just much more complete and much more deep.
So this win over San Jose begins a period of 12 out of 13 at home for the Panthers. Now, we obviously can talk maybe at a later date about the Panthers maybe starting seasons better and not having to climb out of the hole. But now that they obviously have to make up a 10-point gap between themselves and the final wild card spot, 11 out of 12 at home is a decent way to get that run started. How big of an opportunity is this for the Panthers to make up a lot of that ground and play a lot of games and win a lot of them at home?
It's a good chance, and you have that confidence going, so you don't have to travel on the road. You got this home schedule. You got the break. Everyone should come back fresh and be excited. When you get that time off of hockey during these tough months, January, February, now you can see the finish line, and I think this team's going to come back guns a-blazing, and to have that home schedule is probably the best scenario that you could hope for. But if you're the players, you're just looking at one game. You can't really focus, say, hey, we have to win 7 of 8 of these games or whatever. Just start with one, focus on the task at hand, and kind of stay in the moment and see where it takes you and build off that. But it's an incredible opportunity to have these home games after this great stretch of hockey.
And, Billy, last thing here, of course, we have you on. We got to mention at least something about the Panthers' 25th anniversary and looking back over some of the great moments in the team's history. And this week on Fox Sports Florida, fans are going to have the chance to tune in to all four of the wins that you guys had in 96 in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Pittsburgh Penguins. The first one will be Monday at 8 p.m. I know Chris and I have already said we're going to DVR all four games, but I guess if you had to just pinpoint one memory from that series, what would it be?
Well, the biggest thing was being down 3-2. We were down 3-2 in that series, coming back home here. Had to win at home, and we won that game. We felt that we were going to win that game. So it was 3-3, going back game 7 on the road against Pittsburgh, one of the best teams in the NHL, just loaded with all kinds of talent. And we were told to pack our gear, everything, clothes, to go to Colorado. So everyone packed. We were believing that we were going to go to Colorado and face Colorado in the Stanley Cup Finals. And I remember just all that was written on the board before that game 7 is we know what to expect out of them, but we expect more out of ourselves. Believe, boys. And there was no pregame talk. There was no nothing. Doug McClain just come in and addressed us normally, said the starting lineup. That was all that was on that board. And there was a belief in that locker room. And that game 7, I can remember almost every shift. And they tied it up late in the second period to make it 1-1. And it was a little dicey, but that Tom Fitzgerald goal from just about the blue line that dipped over Barrasso's shoulder. And then I think I had an assist late in the third on a Garfinkov goal to go up 3-1. And then that's just when it sunk in. And that was the best feeling I've ever had in my life in hockey, when that buzzer rung in Pittsburgh and we were on our way to the Stanley Cup Finals. I remember that bus ride to the airport to go to Colorado and the excitement. So we didn't win the Stanley Cup, but as far as hockey goes, that game 7 against Pittsburgh was the greatest experience I've ever had.
Chance to try and relive some of that with
Set
the games
your
on this week.
DVRs now, people. It's on Fox Sports Florida all week. It's going to be amazing. Check it out. Billy Lindsay, appreciate the time. Back on the broadcast Friday evening. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. All right. Have a great weekend.
All right, that's Billy Lindsay joining us here. And again, Fox Sports Florida is re-airing the 96 Eastern Finals, the winning games, all week long. So check out your local listings for when those games will be happening.
If that story doesn't get you fired up to tune in, I mean, that's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, folks, the Salins Red Hot Value Pack is back, starting just $27. You'll receive a ticket and a parking pass in addition to a hot dog, beverage, and popcorn to a game. For more information, go to FloridaPanthers.com. And as we said right there, Panthers back home Friday at 7 against Nashville, Saturday at 7 against Vegas, and we've got more coming in your last segment of the Panthers Insider Show.
Jameson Olive is coming up next with the latest on All-Star Weekend, both from the NHL and the AHL. That's next on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Radio.com. Radio.com. Welcome back to the Panthers Insider Show, right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Chris Whittingham and Doug Plagans in the studio across the Florida Panthers Radio Network as we bring you Panthers Insider, looking back on the week that was for the Florida Panthers. A couple of nice victories over Nashville and San Jose. And coming up, Florida Panthers, after the All-Star break and their bye week, will take on Nashville and the Vegas Golden Knights at BB&T Center. It's a back-to-back Friday and Saturday, both games at home, both games across the radio network and on Fox Sports Florida. But right now, we're going to be talking to Jameson Olive of FloridaPanthers.com.
Jameson Olive will join us here shortly. Should mention, though, before we get into the chat with Jameson, on Saturday before that game against Vegas, Panthers partnering with the Children's Services Council of Broward County and Broward Schools for a book drive presented by JetBlue. Newer, gently used books for all ages will be collected on the JetBlue tarmac prior to puck drop. For more information, go to FloridaPanthers.com. Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com. You can hear him on the Territory Talk podcast. We do that every Wednesday. You can check out a new one, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Spotify. Jameson Olive here with us. And Jameson, first thing, we're going to get into talking some Panthers here shortly, but you're going to be heading off to the AHL All-Star festivities. What are you looking forward to most up there? Some Panthers prospects going to be involved, and Panthers VP of Business Operations Sean Thornton going to be an honorary captain up there as well.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice little weekend. The Panthers, obviously, they're hosting Springfield Thunderbirds, their affiliate. That's kind of a big deal. It's kind of one of the reasons why we're going. But overall, I'm kind of just going up there to talk to Sam Montembeau. He's the Panthers' top goaltending prospect. He's having a pretty good year down there. They kind of handed him the reins there in his second pro year. He's the guy down there now. He's 22 years old, having a pretty good season, like I said. So just going to go down there, kind of talk to him, kind of to get into his head a little bit and kind of discover what it's like to kind of be the heir apparent in net for a team like the Florida Panthers. And other than that, just kind of pump the pipeline a little bit. We've seen just how good the Springfield pipeline heading up to Florida has been this season with, you know, Henrik Borgstrom coming up, Jace Harluck, Josh Brown, Ian McCosh, the list goes on and on. So especially in recent years, that pipeline's really strong. So I already talked to Eric Joyce, the GM of the Thunderbirds and Panthers assistant GM, a little bit about that. And to go down there and get some other people's thoughts. It should be a really good weekend.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that that Springfield pipeline to the Florida Panthers this year. What has allowed that to be successful, and where do you see the areas in which the organization is kind of coming together and building out a fully coherent strategy from top to bottom?
It's a couple of things. One of the main things is just the team is so much deeper now that you have guys that maybe 3-4 years ago would be playing up in Florida. Now they're getting time to actually sit down there in Springfield and kind of, you know, hone their skills, learn the game a bit in a little bit of a safer environment. I mean, look at Henrik Borgstrom, you know, even as early as maybe two years ago, he would have been up with the Panthers from the start. Instead, you know, he wasn't ready. They set him down for, you know, 30th games, comes back up, and he's a much better player for it. So they have that ability now, and they have the vets down there now, too. You have Thompson, an AHL vet, Harry Zolnichuk, an AHL vet. They just signed Thomas Yurko, another vet. And you talk to a guy like Jace Harluck, like he said, those vets were huge in helping him develop down there and kind of, you know, get his head on straight. You know, learn what to do, means to be a pro, learn all those good things. So that helped a lot. And overall, I think, you know, maybe just one of the biggest things as well is that the Panthers, in terms of the pipeline, in terms of what they do, it's the exact same system down there. They're mirror images of themselves. The way you play in Springfield when you come to the Panthers, it's the exact same way you play up here, from how the power plays run, from how the five-on-fives run, from how their breakouts are run. So really, there really is no kind of learning curve when you come up here other than maybe adjusting to the speed a little bit. So you really know what to expect, and I think that's really helped all the guys that come up from Springfield not only, you know, succeed, but kind of succeed right off the bat.
And Jameson, one guy who's come up from Springfield and made a really nice impact on the Panthers is big defenseman Josh Brown. Just talk about what you've seen from him through three games. Had a great fight against a tough customer in Brendan Dillon back on Monday night.
Yeah, that was a huge fight. Literally had two guys standing 6'4" going at it. Great to see that. That's something the Panthers, you know, they don't really have that guy unless Michael Haley's out there that you know is going to be the fighter. So for him to kind of step up and do that and kind of take the scrap there is very big. And I know the guy's got a big kick out of it. It got a big boost from it, so that's huge for him. But he's a guy that's been around, you know, a while now. I think he's back in 2013, a 6th-round pick, kind of been in the system for many years. You know, played all 4 years in junior, then came up, you know, spent almost a full season in the ECHL, the second-tier minor league, had a couple injuries. And Bob Booner said that as well. He said pretty much every time they wanted to call him up, he was injured. He couldn't get called up, kind of like James Havlicek was as well. But look at his game. He plays a simple physical game. He's a stay-at-home defenseman. There's times where he'll play, you know, a full game. You can look back and say, you know, hey, I didn't really see Josh Brown that game, but that's exactly what you want out of him and your bottom pairing defenseman. It means he didn't make any mistakes. It means he did everything right. It means he, you know, had a clean score sheet. And that's kind of what he's done all season. Him and Ian McCosh in these past three games, they haven't surrendered a goal at 5-on-5 when they've been on the ice. So the Panthers can't ask, you know, for much more than what they got out of him and McCosh.
Yeah, and my favorite with those fights is how Doug becomes Jim Lampley, is doing the blow-by-blow and the radio commentary. Check those out when the game's going on. Joined by Jameson Olive again at FloridaPanthers.com. What are you expecting from the Panthers when we come out of the break here? We've got 11 out of 12 at home for the Panthers, a chance to get on a run here and shrink that gap in the playoff chase. What are you expecting from the Panthers here once they come out of the break?
Like I said before, regardless of it's, you know, 25-8-2 like last season, or just, you know, above 500, the Panthers are definitely going to be a better team in the second half than they were in the first. I mean, historically, that's just how they've always been. Some of that has to do with them just heating up late. Some of that has to do with the fact that, like you said, there's so many home games in the second half every season for the Panthers. But regardless, they're going to be a better team. It's just how much better they are. And for this team, they're not really thinking about that. They're not thinking big picture. If you talk to any guy, they'll tell you they're thinking game by game. Kind of what I've been saying before, just play each game, and then, you know, come April, look over the standings and see where you stand. And that's kind of the mindset in that locker room right now. But it starts with that back-to-back coming out of the break. Like you said, Predators, Vegas. It's a game where you're two games you're going to have to use Luongo. You're going to have to use Reimer. Both goaltenders who've been playing better of late, they're going to have good games. And if the Panthers can just come out, get two wins there, I think it's a whole new ball game. That's kind of what I said coming out of the All-Star break last year. They had a couple games in hand, and I said, hey, they win these two or three games in hand, you know, we'll go from there and see where they are. So for the Panthers, they have a couple games in hand, as usual. It seems like that's kind of been their MO for the past couple seasons. We could probably chance the games of the Florida games in hand, because they always seem to have a couple. But you win those games in hand, then you kind of go from there. And I think that's kind of what you have to do if you're for the Panthers. And a couple guys are hot. Obviously, Frank Petrano's been red hot. Vincent Trocheck's been hot since he's come back. Barkov's going to be rested. He got a little bit tired there. He's hiding in the break. So if all those guys are going to pick up and band together coming out of this break, and if they get that goaltending, it should be an exciting second half.
All right, that's Jameson Olive of FloridaPanthers.com. This has been the Florida Panthers Insider Show across the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.